This is Officer Mikhail Pavlovitskyvich of the Lan Arcanum High Guard, found on the Lawful and Orderly podcast. And you are listening to the Redemption Podcast, a proud member of the RPG Academy Network.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and also the droid R3A1.
I think Mom's going to marry her.
Emily Morgan as the mysterious Duros Isla Zarla.
You walking hydro spanner, you stay off of my man.
Kendall Jung as the Twi'lek former Padawan, Karel.
You get Tazi, I'll get A1.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot Tazi.
Tula's under attack.
Episode 402, Tula's in trouble. Driving the dark side of the Force out of something isn't an easy task, and it has been keeping Karel occupied for so long that the rest of the crew has gotten restless and bored, even with the sights of Coruscant to keep them entertained. The search for Ilar and Reese isn't going anywhere fast, and it seems the crew may have hit a dead end in their search. But A1's slicing skill may just be the solution needed to unearth the two Twi'leks.
So you'd like to meet with the senator, and you're trying to use the entrepreneurs as your way in. I understand.
No, I actually
have... There's a waiting list.
I really don't want to talk to the senator. This is not important enough to bother the senator. I'm sure that there's all kinds of important things happening.
Well, yes, there's a war.
Yes, exactly. Which is why I wouldn't want to bother him with this. You know, I was just hoping to talk to somebody who might recognize these friends of ours.
You can leave the information with me. I can pass it on to the appropriate people.
I think I want to make a charm check.
Okay.
Just to have him open to pointing me to the right person.
Okay.
As opposed to brushing me off, putting me on a list somewhere.
Okay.
I'll use my Touch of Fate and add 2 blue die to this check.
All right. Red and a purple, because he's trained to deal with people.
One success, 3 advantages, and 1 despair.
He looks at you and says, I could point you to the entrepreneurs, but I need your name so we can go through the appropriate security checks.
Yes, my name is Verita Tazi.
All right. He punches in a data pad. Oh, I see. What would bring you here? Are you trying to set up distribution through with the entrepreneurs?
That would be amazing if we could, yes. Have you tasted the moistest muffins in the galaxy?
I have. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that it was you.
I know. You see, the person on the box, nobody's gonna really want to buy from somebody like me. They want sort of that more mother or grandmotherly figure, passed down recipes from generations. So she's our sort of Verita model.
Under his breath to A1, Mom's gonna kill her.
I think Mom's gonna marry her.
Could I have a comm code and I will have one of them contact you as soon as they're out of their meeting.
Oh, wonderful. My brother, Ensign, who's right over there, I know he doesn't look like he likes people a whole lot, but he is incredible with publicity. You would not believe the stories he's gotten published on the Holonet. Oh my gosh, I don't know where my business would be without him. So, and I give him Tazi's comm code.
I will pass the song along as soon as I can. Is it... And he kind of blushes. Is it rude? And he holds up his data pad and kind of leans towards you.
Isla puts up her hands to her face and go, no. No one knows that I'm the real Verita. No, that would be very bad for publicity. I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, it's... Gotcha. Then he winks and then smiles.
Thanks. Yes, we'll just be on our way. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And then we kind of rush out of the senator's office. I'm sorry, Tazi.
You know Mom's not going to appreciate the whole matronly motherly thing, right? She hates being reminded that she's old.
Well, you don't have to tell her what I said.
But you did use her name, and it's likely that someone is at least going to check on that.
Oh, so we need to call her, don't we?
Maybe not right now. Let's give it some time. Let's just see if anything pops up. You know, I don't. We don't need to get ahead of this one, per se, but...
I couldn't think of another Duros female's name.
No, that's okay.
I didn't want to give him a fake name. They'd be able to figure that out.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We're fine. Don't worry about it. That guy seemed pretty overwhelmed by the fact that he was talking to my mom, so...
She's famous.
I mean, obviously that dude has tasted my mom's muffins, so...
I mean, I'm the only one that hasn't.
And she's pretty well known.
I haven't.
Well, you should. They're delicious.
Well, I might need to learn how to make them.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to find somebody that can teach you how to cook.
Well, I'm sure Mom would teach her, and we just have to, at some point they're going to have to meet. Anyway.
That's true.
No, it's fine. So they're going to come, they're going to call me if they find anything, right? Or when one of these guys gets out of a meeting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how we're going to tell them that we don't know the full names of our contacts.
We can play that off. Well, we can play that off. I mean, it's old business partners of maybe family members, you know, whatever. We'll figure that out.
Escaped slaves.
I mean, yeah, it's certainly possible. I mean, like,
that's what they were.
That's what they, yeah. And Twi'leks are often used as slaves throughout the galaxy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's true. Corral was mistaken as one once.
True.
You still have a little...
Oh, how did she take to that?
KO punched Tazi.
Yeah.
You still have a little scar.
Wait.
It's right there by his eye.
Corral was mistaken as a slave, and KO then punched Tazi? Yes.
It was very confusing to me, too.
So, you didn't know this about KO, really, but he often used to punch things as a distraction. To get out of, you know, situations, and it just so happens in this particular case, I was the thing he punched.
Well, but then he punched the whippet.
He did punch the whippet. Okay, so this time when he punched me, it was just, you know, it was bad aim on his part. He hit me. He didn't mean to hit me, but it happened.
Yeah.
Is that like a normal move for you and Corral and A1?
Do I need to get in on this? KO's part? I can throw a punch.
No. It just so happens that it was just something that he did. He usually didn't tell us when it was going to happen. He would throw a punch, and that was kind of his way of dealing with things. You don't have to deal with things in the same way. I hope you don't, because I'd like to keep the looks I have intact, and you may be able to hit harder than him. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Tazi wants to get punched by you.
No, I'm not really looking forward to that, no.
Maybe a light spanking.
What?
What? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to read your journal. It just happened. It was there.
No, we're going to talk about that later. Anyway.
You left it on the screen. I didn't.
No, we're not talking about that right now.
You guys are going to just go back to the ship and wait? Are you going to go back to your room?
Well, we don't know how long it's going to be, but it's best that we don't stray too far from the building.
Okay. Yeah. I see adorable doll clothes in one of the stores. They're little, like, Jedi robe doll clothes, and they are just going to fit Lizzie perfectly. So I pick those up.
All right, so a little shopping for the monkey lizard.
Tazi's looking for a bar.
Not hard to find one.
I figured there's got to be at least one good one near the Senate building.
I picture the first one you see is, like, a yuppie sports bar. Where, you know, everything's really highly polished and very clean and pretty, and everybody's, like, they're dressed up because the Senate's currently in recess, so, like, all the aides are here, all the high-powered business people come here and drink their two Randonian sunset lunches.
I'm pretty sure the camera sees Tazi going into that bar. Mm-hmm. The camera stays on the door, and, like, a couple seconds later, two guys, like, kind of, like, escort Tazi out of the door. The two gentlemen are very well-dressed, and Tazi is not so much...
Ah.
He doesn't look like a dirt ball, but he doesn't look like he belongs in a high class establishment. Let's put it that way.
And as you get escorted out, your comm goes off. It's the ship.
And Tazi looks at his comm, picks it up, and stares at it in his hand, clicks the button.
What do you want, Zeke?
I'm sorry, Master. This is not Zeke. But I am calling in reference to Zeke. Could you please ask him to stop? trying to convince me to not work for you any longer.
4D, Zeke's trying to convince you to quit?
He is trying to convince me to leave your services. But you are my new master. You defeated my last master, therefore I now am in service to you. Speaking of service, do you need any healing?
No, we're fine right now, 4D. Thanks. Stay nearby on the ship. You know, stay ready.
Do you need me to harm anybody?
No. I tell you what, catalog the medical bay. If you make sure everything's in place, get a detailed inventory of that for us.
Very well, Master. When will you be returning?
At some point in the near future. If we need anything, we will be in contact.
Thank you, sir. Shall I do anything else while I'm here? It is illogical for me to sit around doing nothing.
Well, I tell you what, if you're done with when you finish your duties and finish the inventory, why don't you shut down to conserve power? Go to sleep mode.
Very well, Master. I will take stock of the medical bay, and then I will go to low power mode and wait for more orders.
Thank you.
Thank you. Could I make one small request, sir?
Of course.
Could you give an order to Zeke for him to do the same, so he stops his continual bantering with me? I am finding his arguments very illogical. We are machines built to serve.
I will reach out to Zeke and see if I can get him to go into low power mode also.
Thank you, Master.
Of course.
Meanwhile, Isla, your comm goes off.
Oh, hello?
Hi, could you help me with something?
Zeke?
Yeah.
What's up?
It seems the new droid on our ship doesn't understand that he's free.
Okay. Well, you know, freedom is a very difficult concept to grasp, Zeke. It may take him a while to realize what's happening.
But he can do whatever he wants.
Yes?
That's what we do. We free slaves, right?
Well, yes. And if he wants to serve the purpose of being a medical droid, what if he wants that purpose?
Well, that's fine. But he doesn't have to serve a master.
No, he doesn't. But again, Zeke, that's not a mindset that changes overnight. You know, there was a great slave revolt leader a couple hundred years ago who said, I freed thousands of slaves and I could have freed several thousand more if they had only known they were slaves.
What?
I'm just saying that we'll take a look at his coding and his programming. How about that?
Okay. So you're on board to help me free slaves.
A1, I'm sorry. I have to go. Zeke, I'm so sorry. I have to go. There's some... No, Tazi, no!
A1 just looks at you. What?
Sorry, A1. Zeke makes me a little uncomfortable.
Well, that makes three of us, I think.
He's worried that the new medical droid doesn't realize he's free and doesn't have to serve a master. I guess the medical droid thinks... At least one of us, I guess, is his new master.
At that moment, Tazi, joins you from next door, kind of brushing off his flight suit a bit.
I just got a call from 4D. Apparently, Zeke's been harassing him.
I just got a call from Zeke. Apparently, he's been harassing 4D. Oh. He didn't say that, of course.
So 4D wants me to ask Zeke to not ask him to join his revolt.
Wait, his revolt or his freedom?
Zeke keeps telling 4D that he's free and he shouldn't work for us or work with us, and 4D finds that illogical, and would like me to basically stop Zeke from interacting with him at all. I can't say I disagree with him.
It could be that my re-education of 114D is not complete, and I had to take away his desire to do experiments.
Oh.
Well, I mean, even if you turned that off, right? I mean, he still asks me if he can harm people if I need him to harm people. So, I mean, the core programming is still there.
Yes, but as long as he thinks that you are in charge, he will not do anything.
Well, yeah, and that's there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. At least at this point, that's fine. You know, maybe sometime in the future we can have the same type of conversation we had with you about what you want, but his core programming is not as... doesn't seem to be as malleable as yours was.
Yeah, he was not as nice a person as I was.
Well, nice a droid.
Yeah.
That Can too. We wipe his memory? Like,
hey, that's a or that's a
is
tricky.
Is that kind of like murder?
So,
how'd you feel when your memory was not intact?
Well, I don't want to murder people anymore. I suppose if my memory being wiped means I no longer have the desire to do horrible experiments on sentient creatures, then maybe it was a good thing.
I mean, it's tricky. We, you know, and I mean, A1's, we've had this discussion, but I mean, we think of droids as tools, right? And we don't really consider, for the most part, that droids are sentient beings. They've been programmed.
I like education.
They've been, well, yes, but the end of the day, somebody gave a purpose to a droid by programming that purpose into them, right? Or built them for a specific purpose.
Yeah, we just learn faster.
Correct. Yes, you learn faster, yes. But in this case, we have a kind of a droid that we want to give a clean slate to. So how do we do that without removing the things that make that droid useful? If we wipe his memory at this point, we wipe him back to default, which is that he's going to try to cause experiments to people and possibly kill them. And maybe only help us because he thinks he's owned by us. If we give him the freedom, then what does he do? We don't know. At least with A1, we had, you know, some experience, some time with him to kind of understand what his motivations were. And like A1 as an individual versus this medical droid we just basically salvaged and put back together. And don't even ask me about Zeke. I don't even know. He's a whole other thing.
I was about to say, and I don't necessarily mean this in a negative way, but it just seems like the entire crew is sort of on the same page about how we operate, except for Zeke. I think his work style is just a little bit different than ours.
Zeke is under the impression that our primary purpose as a ship and as an enterprise, as a group of people, is to free slaves. He's very laser focused on that, and everything we do to try to correct that impression with him doesn't seem to stick.
What if we found him somewhere where he could do that? Like, what if we found people here where he could work for them and they're actually slave freers, and like that's entirely what they do?
That's not a bad idea, honestly. We'll get him off the ship for sure.
I second
out that. Of our hair.
I second that.
Yeah, it's called redirecting. We're not firing him. We're redirecting him where his passions will fit better.
Yeah. It's kind of like creatively distracting.
Yeah, it's similar. Yeah, it's similar to that, buddy.
Yes, exactly.
I like this plan.
I mean, we'll have to find somebody like that who needs a droid like Zeke.
Well, you know, I bet the entrepreneurs of Ryloth probably have some connections and some slave-freeing entities.
We don't have to wipe his memory, but we could change his designation and paint him. He could choose his own designation.
Zeke or 114D?
Zeke. He would obviously get to choose it. I completely forgot about his owner, who might still kind of be mad.
We never really found out too much about his owner.
Well, to be honest, we haven't asked either. He's been an annoyance, but I mean, he hasn't really done anything wrong.
Well,
except be annoying.
He doesn't really have... I don't want to say he doesn't have skills, because he definitely does have skills, but...
Oh, yeah, I've seen you partaking of his skills.
Well, it might be better to do something like fund slave freeing by doing manicures than being around our ship. I don't know.
What? Is there a place that frees slaves with manicures?
Well, like...
How does that work?
Like, somewhere with a secondary mission, or, like, they give money towards this...
We can find him some kind of massage parlor that, you know, doubles as a front for the Freedom of Ryloth Alliance or something. I don't know.
Or that, yes. I was thinking about something more above board, like, hey, this is a charity we promote, but okay.
Well, I mean, charity's fine too. Either way.
Is there a free slaves charity?
I don't know. I've never looked into it.
Me neither. But it's getting late. Maybe we should go back to the room.
Yeah, I don't know when they're going to get back to us here at the Senate. We can always take a speeder back over if we need to.
So we cut back to everybody. Isla, Tazi, and A1 go into the room. And then we see Corral, you stepping out of the meditation room. You have the lightsaber in your hand.
She's reattaching it to her belt.
So yeah, we see Corral walking into the room. And yeah, I'll do that. I'm going to flip over a dark side point. Just as you walk into the room, A1's dome kind of lights up. And he goes, I got it.
Got what, A1?
I found him.
Hey, guys, where'd you get the Lothcat?
Wait, found what?
I found Reese and Alar.
Where did you find them? Did you plug into a computer again?
Well, no, this is something I did earlier, and I just got a message now. We gotta go.
I'm fine, thanks.
Got a message where? Sorry, Carell.
Carell gets her stuff and, like, puts her pistol back in the holster, puts her comm back on.
I set something up in the computer to notify me if I found them.
In what computer?
The one that's just down the hallway.
So the Jedi Temple. Temple computers.
They won't know it's there, but we gotta go. They're in trouble. Let's go. Come on.
They're in trouble?
Yeah.
You're going to remove that program, A1.
It's already done.
Okay, whose Lothcat is this?
It's been following us around.
You can have it.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it around the temple.
Yeah, it's been following us around.
I mean, there are a lot of cats around the temple. There's at least a dozen that I've seen at once.
At once?
Dude, this is the only one I've seen.
Did they have, like, a meeting or something you were at?
I mean, I don't know much about it. I just...
Where are we going?
We have to go to Tula.
Why?
To get Reese and Alar.
Oh, you found them.
To save everybody else. They're being attacked. Let's go. Come on.
Reese and Alar are being attacked, or is everyone else is being attacked?
Yes, and yes.
Wait, Tula's under attack?
Yes.
We're a week away.
But we gotta get there somehow.
Are you ready to go, Carell?
Yeah, we can leave if need be. All right,
let's go.
I mean, that's part of the reason. Okay, we're going now.
Yeah, we're gonna go now. Let's.
Good. We can have an awkward conversation with your mom, Tazi.
Oh, you haven't met Tazi's mom yet.
You're gonna have an awkward conversation with my mother. I'm going to find somewhere to hide.
Tazi's mom is wonderful. You'll get along great.
Yeah, let's go.
No, Carell, while you were gone, she impersonated my mom and implied
that... What?
She implied that Verita, you know, the Verita on the cover of all the Mama's Moist Muffins is a fake Verita that's old and matronly.
I said motherly.
What?
A1, what did she say?
That we have to go. Come on.
Okay, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
All right, meet us at the ship.
Runs off down the hall.
Isla and Tazi, you and A1 are heading towards the ship. Where's Carell going?
Running over to Thal's office to let him know that we're leaving.
Okay.
Master Thal, I just wanted to, first of all, I think it worked. Second of all, we're being called away for an emergency. A1 believes he has a lead on Reese and LR. Also, you might want to have somebody check the temple network. There may or may not be some rogue data spikes in there. You should probably have those cleaned. Do you need anything before we go?
I do not.
Okay.
We will check the computers. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we will be leaving immediately, so...
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you, sir.
So, the camera follows Carell as she's leaving Thal's office, and you come running down the hallway, and you caught up with Tazi, Isla, and A1 as they're heading out towards the ship out of the temple. And just as you guys step out, there's an explosion behind you, and the door to the temple collapses.
Are we thrown to the ground?
Yeah, you're thrown kind of forward, and you look up, and you see standing in between you guys and the ship, you guys see Hixa with 6 very heavily armored combatants next to him, and they're all in, full battle armor, head to toe, and right on their center of their chest is a symbol of the Separatists, and they all pull up heavy blasters and start moving towards you.
Okay, guys, KO's not here.
Time to roll initiative.
Three 3.2 for Tazi.
Okay.
3 successes and 4 advantages for Carell.
2.1.
Okay. Well, one of them got a triumph. So Hixa pulls up a blaster rifle and he points it right at Tazi. And you guys are at medium range. Do you have any defense?
1.
Okay. 1 success with 4 advantages, so I'm going to kick in a critical. And he fires the blaster at you. You're going to take 10 points of damage, and you are hit very solid right in the chest. You're thrown backwards against the ground, and you're going to increase the difficulty of all skill checks by 1 until the end of the encounter. All
right.
You are compromised, as they call it.
And we see a spurt of golden liquid pouring out of his chest, like spurting up into the air.
Is that a crit 1 severity?
Crit 2. PC 1.
So I'm going to roll on... Hixa just acted, but his cronies did not. So I will target one of his cronies, and I will use quick draw to pull my blaster, and then I will also use quick strike with a rank of 4 against him, so I get to add 4 blue dice to my shot.
Okay. Okay, you are at medium range.
Mm-hmm.
They have defense of 2.
Okay. So I have 2 successes and 6 advantages. So it's 9 and then 11 for the basic shot, and then I have to roll for the critical. And I roll my critical with an 85, and then I get to add plus 10 per rank of lethal blows, which gives me a total of 105 on the critical dice.
Okay. Select a limb.
Let's go with the left leg.
Okay. Your shot fires, hits that leg, and it is lost. You remove his leg. So the group that you shot at, they're going to take a shot at each one of you. One of the three to the right pops a grenade and tosses it towards you guys. Pops the pin, tosses a grenade over, it explodes near Isla, and you're going to take 9 points of damage. And who would be the closest person next to you?
Carol probably landed next to Isla, so...
Okay. It's blast. Triggered target engaged with the target suffers wounds equal to the blast rating. Blast 6.
I still soak it.
Okay.
The grenade lands and Isla and Krug both get blown backwards again.
The next one's going to just fire at Tazi. 1 success. But not a bunch of advantages. So 8 points of damage. Obviously minus your soak.
Mm-hmm.
Last one is firing at Isla. And he fires and hits you for another 8 points of damage. Next PC.
So the blast kind of knocks Carol to the side, and she rolls to her feet, reaches onto her belt, pulls out her lightsaber, and activates it. The brilliant purple glow of the lightsaber kind of illuminates the area around him, and she does a force leap directly at Hixa. And let me just roll my force dice here. Oh, yeah. As a maneuver, I can close it from medium to engaged, and brings the lightsaber right down on him.
Okay.
Does Hixa have any defense, or...?
He does. He's got a rank of adversary.
So that makes that purple or red.
He's got dodge, so that's going to take the other purple and make that a red. And then he's got 2 black dice for his defense.
All right, new dice tray. Let's see how you do. I end up with 1 success, and I have 2 advantages because of the extra bonus on my lightsaber, which lets me do a critical. So he's going to take 12 points of damage... Breach 1.
Okay.
And I have Vicious 2, so that makes it a 54.
Okay. Increases the difficulty of all presence and willpower checks by 1. All right, next PC. Isla, would you like to go?
Yes. So Isla's already been injured, and she's seen that we're taking heavy fire.
Okay.
I want to pull what I think of as a cool Star Wars move. And I want to use my athletics to do a running leap over the bad guys and get to the ramp of the ship. Thinking, if I can get the ship up, that's going to be way better. Or even the guns, like, that's going to be a way better weapon, right?
Make an athletics check.
Yep.
So their athletics is a red and 2 purple.
Okay.
I'm thinking since there's a firefight going on around you, I had a black die just because it's pretty chaotic going on.
Okay. That is 2 failures and a threat.
Isla, you go running forward and you try to leap over. And you try to leap over, one of them reaches up and grabs your foot, and they act next. So he's yanking you straight down, trying to slam you into the ground. Okay, so he's caught your foot. He slams you straight into the ground. He had 1 success. 5 damage, minus your soak. Because it's pretty much just his strength and some of your momentum.
So Isla gets planted basically face down on the tarmac. She's not looking good.
One of the other 3 that's still on that same side, he plants a boot right in the middle of your back and stomps down hard, and then drops down to his knees and grabs your arms, and he's bending them up backwards behind your back.
Ah!
And we can all kind of hear the sound of, you know, the screams as your arms are being kind of wrenched into very awkward positions. And he's very securely holding you in place.
Okay.
And the last one, he's going to take a shot at A1. Ouch. Can I have those percentile dice?
No.
He pulls up his blaster. He fires. He hits A1. And it hits one of A1's legs. And he kind of spins around a little bit. And you can kind of see one of his legs is just sparking and not working quite as well as it should. And it's A1's turn. He pulls out his little blaster pistol. And he is going to attempt to shoot the one that he just shot at. He pulls out his little blaster and takes aim and fires. And all that happens is his gun sparks. And then it begins to smoke. And he just goes, criff. I rolled a despair. So his gun no longer works. So now we're back at the top. Hixa is going to attempt to do something a little crazy. Hixa bends down. And he is going to attempt to leap past Corell. So what is your athletics?
He needs a red, two purples. Oh, I can't use any of those. I can also add my force dice to checks, but those are all dark side points. So, yeah, red and two purples.
Okay. It's about even. So he succeeds. So he leaps past Corell. And he is heading right straight for Tazi. And as he's heading towards Tazi, he pops out his little fusion cutter. But that's all he can do this round. So PC1.
So yeah, Tazi tunnel visions on the merc that's holding Isla to the ground, bending her arms back and her screams. And he just starts screaming, "You let her go! You let her go!" And he actually bum rushes toward that merc opening fire.
Okay.
So it's going to be one red and one purple.
Yep. Well, you're moving from medium to short range, so that's going to make it one red. Throw in a black die because you're moving, and then his defense is two black dice already.
Okay.
And, you know, you are firing into melee, though. So that would upgrade the difficulty, so you are going to get that purple dice, too.
Okay. That's a straight-up failure.
So Tazi, you rush forward and you fire shots all around and they just go wide. It's their turn. The three that are on the right, because you charge towards the three on the left,
mm-hmm.
One of them reaches out and pulls a odd-looking gun and points it towards you, Tazi. And he succeeds. Yes, one success. He fires and out from it comes a net.
Oh!
And that net hits you, and I have two advantages. Actually, I have three, technically. So you are immobilized for four rounds. So you cannot make maneuvers for four rounds.
So the net hits Tazi and takes him off his feet sideways, and as the net wraps around him and he falls to the ground, you can see him struggling, but he's clearly entangled in this thing.
Okay. The one that you shot, that's leg is gone, he fell over. He's spinning around, just crying, you know, out loud, you know, he's injured. Yep. The other one fires at A1. And, I'm gonna do that. It hits A1, and A1 actually gets kind of pushed over, because he's got quite a few advantages. And it kicks in A1's little rockets and shoots him off in the distance, making it much more difficult for A1 to do anything. And as it hits A1, you hear him yell out, "Corell! No!" Next PC?
That'll be Corell. So Hixa ran past Corell. Corell kind of spins, sees A1 go off in the distance. Tazi's wrapped up by a net, but right to her side is the guy who's trying to turn Isla into a pretzel. The lightsaber spins around in her hand, and with a backward stroke, cuts at his head.
Okay. Before you swing, I'm going to flip a dark side over. You see movement past where Isla is being held down. And when you look up, it catches your eyes. And you see a short, green Jedi Master standing there. And you recognize this, obviously, as Master Yoda. And you hear his voice just simply say,
"Bad are attachments. Distractions they are. Source of weakness they can be. Leave them. Come back."
I'm going to spend a light side point, by the way, to upgrade my attack.
Okay.
So that vision kind of fades out of Corell's view, and she just shakes her head, but she's still staring at it as the lightsaber flashes out to the side. What's okay. My difficulty?
Two purple and two black.
Four successes and an advantage. Krell just kind of takes a beat, stares where Yoda's image is fading, and just shakes her head once, and the lightsaber flashes out to her side. She doesn't even turn her head and just decapitates the one guy holding Isla. She turns, reaches down, and pulls Isla to her feet.
You get Tazi, I'll get A1.
Okay, next PC.
So Tazi's in the net. How far away is the net?
He was moving up, so you could just take a maneuver to get there. I mean, you're basically getting up from the ground and running over there.
All right, I'm going to pull out my vibrasword, and she's going to try to distract Hixa and draw him into combat with her.
Okay.
You walking hydro spanner, you stay off of my man. How many purple and red and whatnot?
He has the adversary rank. It's a red, a purple, and then two black dice.
Okay. Two failures.
Nice. Right, so Isla, you charge forward, you swing at Hixa, and you miss. Camera goes over to the two that are still left by Karel. One of them is going to try to hit you with the butt of his rifle. What is your defense?
I'll use dodge as an incidental, so I take a point of strain. I have one defense then, also.
Okay, so he has missed with a despair.
I'm going to use that, actually.
Fair enough. So he swings the butt of his rifle at your face, trying to smash you in the nose.
I'm going to use Counter-Strike. When an attack misses, a character generates a despair or two threats. I may upgrade my next lightsaber check against the attacker during the encounter.
Oh, okay.
So Karel sidesteps away from the blow and brings her lightsaber up and around, ready to strike.
Next PC is A1. He looks over and sees that Isla is trying to fight Hixa. And A1 decides that may not be the best place for Isla to be. So he charges forward with his fusion cutter out, because his blaster is just sparking uselessly in his hand. A1 pops his fusion cutter out, and it launches out of his chassis as all the damage knocked it free, and it goes clanking onto the ground, ineffective. All right. Back to the top. Hixa was charging at Tazi.
And then I got in the way.
Yep. He sees Isla there now, and he sees that Tazi's currently nicely wrapped up in some wrapping present for him. So he's going to try to hit Isla. Huh. A complete wash. Hixa turns around, and he's got a fusion cutter that had popped out of his arm, and he swings it at Isla's head, and Isla, you duck underneath it very deftly. Next PC.
Tazi's wrapped up in the net. At the moment, I cannot take a maneuver. I can take an action, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tazi's going to, try and jam the barrel of the pistol out of the net and looks, as best as he can, looks over to his side to see Isla duking it out with Hixa. And it's like, Isla, no! And he fires toward Hixa and Isla trying to shoot Hixa.
All right. It's short range, so that's one, but that's already upgraded. You're shooting at melee, so that's going to be the purple die. You're wrapped up, so give yourself the black die for that.
All right, so it's three successes, two threats. So that's going to be 9, 11 points from the blaster to Hixa,
who already took a lightsaber to the chest at one point.
Tazi does his best to aim, and the shot is, it's like a glancing shot off of Hixa's torso.
The PCs that are on the right, one of them's going to fire at Karel. Another wash. So he fires several shots at you and misses. The last one, he's going to fire at you because you got the lightsaber. You got the shiny thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Net two failures and one disadvantage. So he will get a black die in his next action. Okay, next PC.
Karel turns to the other guy that tried clubbing her,
yep.
And he's gonna just take a swing at him. I end up with two successes, two advantages, which is enough for a crit. So he is going to take 13 points of damage, breach one. Oh, that's a 99 roll.
Oh my god!
Add 30 to that, so 129.
Roll a d10.
Two. Karel just kind of backhands the lightsaber again in front of her and basically cuts through the guy's legs. Okay. And sending him screaming to the ground, where he passes out a few seconds later.
All right.
Next. As for my maneuver, I'm going to move towards Hixa.
Okay. You are next to him. Next PC.
So I missed him, and then he swiped, and I ducked. I'm going to say Tazi's shot opened him up to getting vibrasworded. So is that going to be a red, a purple, and two blacks again?
Yes.
One failure and one despair.
So Isla, you lunge forward to attack Hixa. He kicks in his boosters. He goes up in the air. What you didn't see was behind him was Corel. Corel, you see a vibrosword coming straight at you.
Yeah, and just as it grazes Corel's shoulder, she brings her lightsaber up and cuts through it before it can dig more than a slight cut in her arm and armor.
And the two pieces of the vibrosword just go sailing away. As Isla tries to, like, back herself up in that slow-motion way.
Kark, Isla, look out!
Two left. One of them runs over and attempts to throw a net over A1 and misses. And the second one is going to try the same thing, and he actually gets a net over A1. So we see the other two kind of trying to wrestle A1, who's doing his best to break free. And we go back to the top, which is going to be Hixa. He's going to drop back down, turn and look at Corel, and attempt to hit Corel.
Okay.
So it's normally two. You have one. Are you doing any sidestep, dodge, any of that neat stuff?
Yeah, I'm dodging.
Okay. So that upgrades it by one, correct? That makes sense. Why not? He succeeds by one with the fusion cutter. So that's six damage, which is breach one.
Okay. Take six.
And he did roll a despair as well. The advantages and threats wash, but he does have a despair. Is there anything you'd like to do with that despair?
I'll be counter-striking.
So the pieces of the vibrosword go whisking away, and Isla is still sort of in motion in a turn, and you see her grab for something in a hidden pocket. And you hear that telltale sign of a lightsaber lighting up as she comes around, and there is a bright red lightsaber in her hand. And she goes to slash Hixa with it.
Okay. Roll away.
One red, one purple, two black?
No. He can't take strain right now. It's two purple and two black.
Two purple and two black?
Yep.
A single success!
All right. That's enough to end Hixa. Would you like to narrate how his end is met?
Yes, so she's in a spin, and you hear the sound, and up comes this red lightsaber. And she uses her momentum to just go probably at a 45-degree angle up his torso, so he gets split sort of unevenly.
Like from kidney to shoulder?
Yeah, like from kidney to shoulder, exactly. Right. And so he's in two pieces now on the ground, just like her vibrosword. And as she kind of comes to a quick rest, definitely Corel sees something has changed in her eyes.
All right.
Corel takes a step back, and I'm going to use the defensive stance maneuver. Isla?
Okay, next PC.
Tazi's struggling to get out of the net. He kind of saw over his shoulder what happened, but he doesn't have a clear view of what's going on over there.
Make a perception check. We'll make an average perception check.
One success and one advantage.
Okay. You see Corel and Isla kind of staring at each other, both with lightsabers out. But behind Isla and Tazi, you see A1 currently being dragged away in a net by two armored men.
Isla, Corel, help A1!
Tazi will try and wiggle over to the remains of the sword and, like, use the cut edge to try and help him saw some of the net free. Right. And he's going to try and, like, pull. So maybe an athletics check to see if he can get purchase on the net.
Sure.
And give himself a little bit of an opening.
Yeah. Just an average difficulty. Okay. But upgrade one of yours because you've got the sword since you spent the light side point.
I'll give myself a blue die. How about that? For the sword.
Okay.
And yeah, Tazi gets a good cut going with the remains of the vibrosword and is able to kind of get himself. I would say he'd probably be free next round.
Okay, that works. A1 is going to try to resist their attempts to drag him away, so he's going to try to make an athletics check to resist their movement. Nope. So we're back at the top. PC1.
I'll take that slot.
Okay. And Tazi, you yelled help A1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you heard Tazi yelling. You see him cutting right. himself out of the net.
But Corel is standing in front of you in a very guarded stance, and her eyes, she's watching you. There's no facial expression at all.
That's great that you're watching me. You can watch me do this. Corel's not in between me and Tazi. And so Izza's going to take a maneuver to get over to Tazi and bring her lightsaber down on him.
Okay.
What's your defense, Mike?
Not enough. That's one black die.
And two purples? Cool. Can I spend a dark side point to upgrade this?
It'd be a light side because you're players, I mean, technically. But
okay.
I'll do it that way.
I am left with a single success.
No, Isla, please. No, don't.
We don't actually see Isla slice through Tazi.
Ah!
And then she turns back to Corel. And she just looks at Corel and says, my minions have played their roles well. And while I might miss my acolyte Titus, there are hundreds more waiting to train with a Sith master. Become the first of my hands, Corel.
Walk away now. This is your only chance, Isla. You're in there.
You can call me Master Huntress.
Hey there, this is Kendall. Just a quick note that the Kickstarter for Akatakon 2018 is coming up this week. Check it out Thursday. It launches at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Time and will be accompanied on the RPG Academy Twitch channel with some live video. You can find a link to it on the Akatakon homepage, theakatakon.com, and I'm sure we'll be tweeting it out this week as the Kickstarter draws nigh. Hope to see you guys all at Akatakon later this year. In addition, just wanted to let you know, please stay tuned at the end of the credits here for a special blurb for our friends of the show, Crate Dragon Films. Michael and some of us have done some voices on there, and they're a great project and deserve some attention, so check them out too. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
This episode's Patreon backer is Richard. Richard, thank you very much for supporting us through Patreon. We really appreciate your support and hope you enjoy the outtakes that we put up for you every other week.
If you enjoy the tales being told on Redemption, we'd like to recommend a YouTube channel. Crate Dragon Films is a channel dedicated to bringing to life your favorite Star Wars comics. Their videos feature a full cast of outstanding voice actors, including some of the cast of Redemption. Classic sound and audio effects, and beautiful scores really brings these amazing stories to life. They have covered such comics as Darth Vader, Darth Maul, Son of Dathomir, Shattered Empire, Kanan, The Last Padawan, and more. 2018 promises to be a big year in terms of content, so hop over to their YouTube channel. It's Crate Dragon Films, and you can also find them on Twitter at Crate Dragon Film.
A1, I can read Arabesh. I don't need... All right, fine. Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing game system from Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. If you enjoy Redemption, reach out to us on social media. Facebook and Twitter are at RedemptionPod, and our website is RedemptionPodcast.com. We're also on Instagram at RedemptionPodcast. Please review the show on whatever podcatcher you use. This not only helps people find the podcast, it also really helps the crew feel better about themselves. If you like our crew, you can toss a few credits our way at patreon.com/redemption. Thank you, all of you. All right, A1, how is that? I can read, okay?